Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. His websites are loveearth.net. That's just one E in there. And depopulation.org and overpopulation.net. And he has several hundred other ones. Perhaps the reason that other Jews do not come out and talk about the Holocaust is because of the examples that they made of David Cole and a few other people. Maybe they think, well, it's just not worth talking about.
If I was Jewish, and I saw this monumentous lie, how do you keep your mouth shut? Is the tribe's cohesion that strong that they don't rat on each other, sort of like the police and the Thin Blue Line kind of thing? It seems to be this is the case. And this is the case why this story has gained momentum, and they will vilify any which way anybody that comes out, and they'll call them self-hating Jew, as they've done in other instances where Jews have come out against littler issues. So, back to it, number 23, and by the way, thank you for saying it's a sort of a one-stop document, and that's what I tried to create, an all-encompassing history of these people, and every aspect that I could find out about the Holocaust and the holes in this story. Number 23 is the capacity of the crematories in the German camps, and there's the capacity of the crematories. The crematories were very small, and as I mentioned on the, this is where we left off in the first time. There was a book that came out in German edition, "The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich," and the company that made the crematory for the different camps, Diedler Werk Company, sued the publisher of this book, saying that that this was not why they were used, and they won. And also, this company made much larger crematories. So why would you buy one with only 18-inch doors that could fit one body at a time if you were killing 2,000 people or so per day or more? This, of course, again, doesn't make any sense. Number 24 is, as I've alluded to earlier, is the coal deliveries to the German camps were well documented, and they were nowhere near the amount that would have been needed to cremate these, tens of thousands of millions of bodies. This is, Germans keep meticulous records, and they were, and this bears it out. Number 25 is no bodily remains were ever found in or around any of the German camps. So if they poisoned them with Zyklon B, then somehow got their bodies out of the chambers, and then got their bodies without contaminating themselves, and then burnt their bodies, and then got their bodies and took their ashes and disposed of them, well, they would show up and... I believe it was the New Zealand investigators went there with ground-penetrating radar and spent 3 weeks taking core samples and everything. And I believe the only thing they ever found was the commandant's two German shepherds that were buried there. So there's supposedly hundreds of thousands of bodies that were, and they didn't find anything. So this is, puts a sort of a, where did the bodies go? Number 26 is Himmler. He did an order.
We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas, and the document that he is going over is one that he put together. It's very lengthy, very wonderful, and he will put it up on HolocaustRevisionism.com soon. If you would like to have a copy of the document, then you may email him at, let's see, I don't, is it Mark at
loveearth.net? And that's Love Earth with one E. So in number 26 is about Himmler, who was the chief of the work camps. He issued orders on December 28, 1942 that stated, in parentheses, the death rate in the concentration camps must be reduced at all cost. This is quite telling in and of itself. Why would the chief of the camps issue such orders? I said earlier, there's no orders to show any of the supposedly killings of the Jews, but we do have orders that says, please try to reduce all deaths at the camps at all costs. Quite interesting. Number 27 is Rudolf Haas. It was the commandant at Auschwitz, and it goes into the confessions that he gave at the Nuremberg trials, which is coming up in a few sections, and what it was done under duress and torture. He gave in a few of the top German officers gave at the trials testimony that can only be that was they were made to say certain things that they're by the that they wanted them to say, but they added certain aspects to their stories that weren't true at all, that weren't caught at the time. And
well, if you're being tortured, you're going to say anything to stop the torture, and that's what they were doing. I mean, they were...
Yes, that is exactly the case, but they also put in other things. Like, I believe he named one or two camps that never existed.
Mm.
And so he's trying to tell history between the lines that this is not true.
Right.
And it's quite a sophisticated way of doing it, and it was done by a few of them. I don't have all the recollections in my mind, but I know enough of it that I can tell you that this is, yes, it was done under duress and torture, but they also added little bits to alert us that this, the story I'm telling you more or less is they're trying to say between the lines is bogus. So
right.
I find that most interesting. Number 28 is just titled Auschwitz, and as the sign says over the camp, it says, work will set you free. And so it just goes into Auschwitz and all the lies and the propaganda that it went into. It's quite a lengthy section because it's the most well-known of all the camps, and I believe it was the largest of the camps of the German camps. By the way, all these camps were work camps, and they put in. I remember reading, and I can't recollect completely because of all the information, but I remember one of the camps that was liberated. It had very few Jews in it, and I can't remember which one. I mean, it was a. It shocked me, and I'm going back a couple of years in my memory, so it's a little vague, but. So we're made to believe that these camps were like all Jewish, and this was not the case, especially in this one camp which I can't remember. But so it's they also we have number 29, other German camps and the liberation of the camps, and there's a telling little story about Karl Koch. Who was the commandant in Buchenwald from 37 to 1937 to early 42, and he proved to be a notoriously brutal and corrupt administrator who enriched himself with valuables stolen from numerous inmates who he then had killed to cover up his thefts. The camp physician Hoven murdered many of the inmates in cooperation with Koch and the communist underground camp organization.
Right,
and
here's
the kicker to it. Koch was eventually charged by an SS court with murder and corruption, found guilty, and executed.
Amazing.
So you have here somebody that was bad as a commandant of a camp and did do quite a few bad things. And he was killed for doing that.
Right.
It's quite an interesting story that, I mean, if they were killing people, mass gassing people, then why would they kill a commandant for killing, I don't know, a couple dozen?
Sure.
It doesn't make sense.
They also had swift justice for any German soldier that raped a woman. They would not put up with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I've looked into this, it's also in the camps, it's an interesting thing. I don't know if I get into this later, but since it's right here on my mind, the American prisoners of war that were captured in the German camps, I believe it was a 98.9 or round
yeah,
off,
they all went 90, home.
A 99%. Survival rate in the camps themselves of American POWs.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I believe, in the Japanese POWs, I believe it was just less than 60% survived.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Germans were so bad, how did just 1% of the POWs end up dying in the camps. And this is almost, if you did the actuarial numbers on it, and they came in injured, and it's beyond miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
So this,
especially with the situation with the Allied bombing and whatnot.
Exactly. I mean, it's like off the charts telling. Mm-hmm. Number 30. There are no gas chambers in Germany, Austria, or Alsace-Lorraine camps. So you. You can say, what about the survivors? The best rebuttal to everything that I've written here is, well, what about the survivors that have been shown to testimony and da 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 that they said, well, you know, we
like the Diamond Eater and all these people.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Eli Weasel, who's at the back of the line and all the time and never got it, but they've all said that there were gas chambers in Germany proper, in Alsace, and in Austria. And this has now all been refuted.
Remember what comes after. They always remember the first story that they hear about anything.
Well, yeah, this is where Whitaker and a lot of people have gone back to the early stories. Yeah, and this is most telling because they're all lies. So let me see, if these people were all swearing on their Torah and Talmuds that there were gas chambers in all of Germany proper and Alsace and Austria, and well, then how can we believe them when they're saying that there were...
Anything else.
Yes, anything else. So
right.
This goes along with... Now, number 31 I have as the Nuremberg trials or the Nuremberg tribunals, and we touched on it earlier of what this was. This was a show trial, sort of like Stalin's show trials in the late 30s. Quite a few interesting things about the tribunals is that this is where the Holocaust story first was brought to light. And one of the amazing things is that 75-80% of the people that were conducting this show trial were Jews, and from all four of the different powers that were overseeing this, the former Soviet Union, the United States, England, or the Great Britain, and France. So you have three-quarters or four-fifths of the people doing the trial were Jews. This, to me, is quite telling. They had them dressed up sometimes even though they were civilians, in uniforms of like officers and things, to play games with people's minds and stuff. But this and we have many different like Supreme Court justices have come out and said, here's one quote about it from William O. Douglas, a Supreme Court justice. I thought at the time and still think that the Nuremberg trials were unprincipled, law created ex post facto to suit the passions and clamor of the time. This is just one of, we have another Supreme Court justice saying, in quotes, Jackson, Robert Jackson, the chief U.S. prosecutor at Nuremberg, is away conducting his high-grade lynching party at Nuremberg. He wrote, I hate to see the pretense that he's running a court and proceeding according to common law. This is just too sanctimonious a fraud to meet my old-fashioned ideas. This is the Supreme Court chief justice at the time, Stone. So you have even our top judiciary members of the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court Chief Justice himself coming out and saying that these trials were a sham. So this also goes on. Even John F. Kennedy came out and alluded to the same thing, that this was not correct. Number 33.
All righty. excuse me. We are going to a break. We'll pick the excuse me. Pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Thank you. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsas, and his website is loveearth.net, and that's just one E in the middle there. So, Mark, I'm back on Skype, and I think we'll probably try and get you back on Skype after the next break.
Okay. Number 33 is, did the extremely efficient Germans round up, transport, tattoo, shave the heads, delouse, then murder Jews by gassing, then cremate, then bury their remains? This is a question. Of course, this just doesn't make any logical sense. It would have been a monumental waste of time and resources in the middle of a war. If the Germans wanted the Jews dead, they would have rounded them up, dug mass graves, and machine-gunned them. What the Germans did was round up enemies of the state and put them to work camps so they could reduce the much-needed supplies for their war effort. And another interesting little story I found, it says this. Another anomaly is this. Why did the Germans use the scarce rail transport to ship its victims from Bucharest, Poznan, and Budapest, for example, all the way to Auschwitz for gassings, when near these cities there already stood enormous fumigation buildings, huge versions of the clothing decontamination units in use at all the camps and military installations? These buildings could fumigate entire trains that had passed through typhus-infected regions. Better candidates for gas chambers would be hard to imagine. Once again, the Germans would never have been this inefficient. So you have them transporting people from all places to, you know, long distances to get to Auschwitz when they had places much closer to kill them.
Right. The other thing, too, is I don't think people recognize that they did not incarcerate all Jews. They simply incarcerated the Jews who had made, who were dangerous to the state or to the occupying forces, you know, such as partisans and that, and those kinds of people.
Yes, I believe there was still the around 80,000 Jews in Germany after the war, and
they stayed in their houses. I mean, these people stayed in their houses during
the
whole time.
And the Jewish hospital, right, the Jewish hospital was still up and running.
Right.
In Germany. So, these are little-known facts that there's a lot of these, huh? And that's why in the 1,000 or so sourced hot links I have, there's just unbelievable anecdotal information like this. And this is quite important, actually, every little bit. I'm just briefly going over the major holes in it, but inside of every hole there's numerous little holes.
Right.
And so it's here's another one that goes back to Whitaker's work and a lot of other earlier revisionists. The Jews were not made into soap, lampshades, shrunken heads, etc. This was the propaganda that was put out very early on. And shown by the United States government, they made people from near the camps go into the camps, and they showed them the supposedly the lampshades made of the human skin and the soap that was made from them and the shrunken heads. And this all turned out to be just phony war propaganda. And so this is, once again, all these stories. The early stories like this are very important because every one of them has been shot down. And so if they're trying to make you believe stuff, now it's swept under the rug. These stories, please don't find them out, because it will, of course, cast very big doubt on the last story that they have, is the supposedly gas chambers in Poland, in the camp.
Right.
So, and you're correct, by the way, in saying that you have enemies of the state. Here you have World Judea declaring war on Germany on March 24, 1933. And the German Jews, a lot of them went along with this. And so you have, it's sort of like people inside the United States, that a certain group of people declared war on the United States, and the same group of people in the United States were working against the United States.
Right.
What do you think we would do with them?
What they did do with them. I mean, they incarcerated a lot of Germans and Japanese during World War II.
And they weren't even working against them. I mean, these people, the Japanese, some of them were here, were up to 4 or 5 generations.
Right.
And they weren't outrightly, saying we're all for this. They were American.
Right.
Vast majority of them, unlike the Jews in Germany, where a lot of them were very with their story of, a lot of them weren't too, but
a lot of them had settled there after they had moved east from the east, and so they were newly arrived Jewish people. So it wasn't like they had been there for a long time.
Nope,
and they were dangerous.
Yeah,
because they were communists.
Yeah, exactly. And they were there to start trouble. So what do you do with this? And it's a sort of a twofold. They were all on, by the way, well, these camps were on major railroad lines. So the supplies could, they could make goods and all the different war manufacturing that was needed.
Right.
So.
All righty. We do have a bunch of callers lining up, so why don't we take some calls when we come back from the break? We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. His website is loveearth.net, and we do have a bunch of callers lined up, so why don't we go ahead and take some calls. Let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Wow. I honor your guest very highly here, Mark. I've experienced some of the frustration of trying to get this across to people and the persecution. I want to mention that David Cole, I think his last public appearance was on the Phil Donahue show. It's on YouTube. He was also on Montel Williams' show. They were debating the Holocaust. It's kind of interesting to watch back then. They were, Montel Williams was pretty even-handed, but Phil Donahue was like you would expect Phil Donahue. I wrote a letter to the Idaho Observer back in April 2007, and he actually printed it on the web. It's called The Rules of Evidence Should Evenly Apply. I was trying to get across some rules that anyone involved in trying to find out the truth of conspiracy theories. I wanted to point out that physical evidence trumps what witnesses say. Witnesses can and do lie, and they also can be confused. You know, they can be sincere in what they say, but they can be very wrong. And then documented evidence like pictures or letters or whatever, that can be falsified. In fact, one of the things that really woke me up is Arthur Butz's book, The Hoax of the 20th Century. And there is a picture of a GI standing in front of a metal door that is, in fact, a gas chamber. But no, it is not a homicidal gas chamber. It is a delousing gas chamber. You can easily see there's a skull and bones on the door. There's also some chalk marks on the door that are saying, it was loaded up at this time and needs to be cleaned out at another time. So obviously that is not going to be a homicidal gas chamber. That's a word that I learned to use, homicidal gas chamber and delousing gas chamber. Also, I wanted to ask your guest, did he know about Major Miller of the Allied police force in Vienna during the occupation, his order number 31/48 on October 1st, 1948, declaring that since the Allied commissions of inquiry had established that no one in the 12 German concentration camps was killed by poison gas, that any former inmate maintaining otherwise was to be arrested and charged with perjury. This memo order was also stated that all confessions of gassings at the camps used at Nuremberg war trials were gained by way of torture. This memo order was witnessed by a Lieutenant Emil Lachaut, who I believe testified at the first or second Ernst Zundel trial.
Okay, Mark, what do you think of all the things that Wes has said?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Wes. You bring up some very good points, especially the last one. I have links to the Donahue, to all of David Cole's TV appearances, and links to what you just said, the last piece, which is very important about the
Major Miller.
Yes, yeah. It's just, it goes on and on. Huh? And it, by the way, that's quite an important point. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Wes. We do have limited time, and we do have some more callers.
I'd like to go on just very quickly and go over. Number 35 is the Diary of Anne Frank. this is been told, you know, it's like she supposedly died. She died of typhus. Her father most likely wrote it, and it was written partially in a ballpoint pen, not invented till after the war. Number 36. Very interesting little fact. Churchill, Eisenhower, de Gaulle's memoirs, some 7,061 pages, make no mention of any killings, gas killings. So this is pretty much all three Allied top people in 7,000-plus pages make no mention of the killings. Number 37, on January – this is a very interesting one that Irving pointed out again. Brought up on January 27, 1945, when the USSR overruns Auschwitz, Hitler is told in a meeting. He is not alarmed and goes right on to the next topic. And another thing, there was never any reference to any mass killings at any camps, at German camps, at the headquarters. So this was a stenographer took these minutes down of his meeting, and he doesn't go like, "Oh my God, did we get everything out cleaned out?" And he doesn't. There's no alarm. He goes right on and talks about some coal deliveries or something. So very interesting, a little fact, but very telling. Also, number 38, just before the January 27, 1945 Soviet overtake of Auschwitz, most Jews choose to retreat with the Germans instead of staying to be liberated by the Soviets.
Right. And that includes Elie Wiesel.
Yeah, yes. And also, the first reported article mentions that the Jews were murdered by electric conveyor belts.
Right.
This was the first article, propaganda article put out. So it's quite telling, and I'll go into it. And Eli Wiesel, number 39, Eli Wiesel and other survivor eyewitness testimony rebuked, and then they have falsely accused people like John DeMershon and others, as you brought up the bishop, I believe, 2 days ago. And you have and then you have number 40. The Jews accused the Germans of killing them by these different methods: diesel, electrocution, gas, pressed to death, boiling water, and steam. Every one of these outlandish accusations have been proven to be lies. The last one that they're holding on to is the gassing at certain camps inside Poland. This is the last story they have. We must reiterate all the other stories that they have put out and clung to for years, sometimes decades, have now been repudiated even by Jewish scholars. So this is so how can one believe what they're saying, especially in light of very, very, very little evidence? Number 41 is the Allied bombing and scrapings cut off the supply routes to the camps from mid-44 on. So it became more and more difficult to transport the needed food, medicine, and supplies to the camps, especially the last few months. Hence, you have the photographs and Allied testimony of all the dead and emaciated people when the work camps were liberated. The dead were piled up for propaganda purposes, and some of these photographs were actually forgeries from Soviet POW camps. Also, most died, of course, from typhus. At the same time, this was also happening to the German civilians. All of these deaths were caused by the Allies. So you have these propaganda photographs of the supposed people that were killed, but of course they died from our bombings that cut off the supply routes, and mostly from typhus and some from starvation. And they then parlayed this into saying, look at these people, look what they did to them. And of course, mostly Jews again. Look what they did to them. A total turnabout. You have number 42, Holocaust is turned into a religion. We have a daily reminder of the Holocaust is making people begin to question this. As I mentioned many previous times, you have them shoving this down your throat in so many different ways. And you have Eli's, you're made to read in school now, the kids, the Night by Eli Wiesel, and they have systematically brainwashed almost everyone with, like I said, there are millions of articles, thousands of books, hundreds of films about this Holocaust. And it's a constant barrage from every which way. And so people, once you hear this so many different times, it sort of becomes second nature, and there comes into the cognitive dissonance that people don't want to listen to actually, the true facts of what's going on. Number 43, we have, it's sort of just a compilation of questions and answers on the Holocaust and the victories of all the revisionism through history, which is, like I said, is quite important that every one of their stories that they've propagated for years and decades has been shown not to be true. And you have number 44, the Holocaust is used as an elaborate shield to protect the Jews in Israel. This is what I think is a major reason why the Holocaust is, because now they can hide behind this and use it as a shield to protect them for what they do through all their central banks throughout the world that they control, and from that the usury and parasitical financial rewards of compound interest that people don't seem to realize what really compound interest does, and their predatory capitalism that has grown out of their usury, which used to be against the law of every major religion. And it still is in the Muslim religion, primarily. It's the only one left that they haven't got to, hence why they're going after them so much. So you have this as a huge shield to protect them and their victimhood. And number 45, you have the real Holocaust, which was the German Holocaust. And you've had, the Hellstorm, the death of Nazi Germany, 44 to 47. He's been a great guest on your show quite a few times. And you have, people don't realize, but somewhere upwards of 9 million people, ethnic Germans and Germans, were murdered.
Exactly.
Millions of women being raped by these barbaric Soviets and even some allies, and up to 1.7 million German POWs in the camps that were mostly under our supervision and mostly under Eisenhower's supervision were systematically...
He was a monster.
He was the terrible Swedish Jew, as he was known in the 1915 West Point graduating class. That's what he was known as. So... He himself said yes, his father was Jewish, so this is on record. So he was just doing what the Morgenthau plan said to do, and he was carrying it out. And this is it sort of goes into a lot of things about the Morgenthau plan and Truman and the 44th Democratic Convention, which I get into a little here in the history of the Jews. There was somebody named Wallace who was the vice president under FDR from 40 to 44. I don't think these atrocities would have happened under Wallace, even though people say, socialist, communist type of Lenin. They threw him out in the 44 Democratic Convention, and they made sure they had their freaking person, Truman, put in. So.
Right.
This Wallace guy who then ran for president in 48 and got less than 3% of the vote, to me, this would not have happened. And Truman, this is a telltale sign. So number 46 is Jewish hate groups. You have the B'nai B'rith, started in 1843, the mother of all of them. You have the Zionist Organization of America, started in 1897. You have the B'nai B'rith spinoff called the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, which was started in 1913 as the year that was also the 16th Amendment, which is the income tax, and also the Federal Reserve Act passed in 1913. Also, Woodrow Wilson became president that same year. It was a hell of a year. The Jewish Defense League, known as the JDL, was started in 1968. The Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, started in 1971. And finally, the Simon Wiesenthal Center started in 1997. All of these these are actually Jewish hate groups. They are put in place to condemn people such as I and you for trying to bring out historical truths. They will lash out and attack people that will say anything, bring up any kind of truth against what these people have done through history and especially their Holocaust myth. So you have – and number 47, I have the Holocaust Revisionism videos and audios for sale and for free. And I have an enormous amount of links of videos. And number 48, I have Holocaust Revisionism books, plays, and writings for sale and for free. Another huge selection. Including my conf and dozens and dozens of links. Number 49, I have quotes, and it's quite telling, really telling, because I have quotes of famous men throughout history that what they have said about the Jews. I mean, very famous philosophers, politicians, kings, presidents, throughout for the last 2,000 or more years. 2,500 years, what they have said about these same group of people. So here you have people from all different cultures, all different walks of life, all different kinds of religion, politics, theologians, all different types of people from all different places saying the same thing about the same group of people. Really, really quite telling. And number 50, I have links. And links to... every major person that has done work on Holocaust revisionism that has come before us, I try to honor. I have a quote that has been widely said. It's to learn who rules over you. Simply learn who you're not allowed to criticize. And Voltaire said that. And Voltaire was one of the many people throughout history. By the way, Martin Luther, the referendum, Martin Luther, He his last book was called The Jews and Their Lies.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know this, that one of the most famous men in history, he gave a sermon days before he died. I have a quote in here. It's not right in front of me, but it's in this document. And within saying what the Jews have done, he came out against the Jews in the last few years of his life, and most likely he was assassinated by them. So for coming out very strongly and saying, get them out of Germany at the time. So you have, I mean, from Henry Ford to Charles Lindbergh to Benjamin Franklin to George Washington, our forefathers. I mean, there's it just goes on and on saying who these people are. And, you know, it's quite telling. It really is.
Indeed. Indeed. This document is fabulous, and everyone needs to access it. Be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Mark R. Elsis. His website is loveearth.net. Mark, we do have some callers still holding on. Why don't we just take some real quick calls here? All righty, let's take Greg in California. Greg, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Dee. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Greg.
Well, I tell you, I've been sipping on my high fructose corn syrup drink, and I've got Alzheimer's now with all that talking. I forgot what I was going to ask you. But you got so much information. I don't think you got enough, Mark. What I called about was this. I keep getting my pant leg caught on this issue between another top show host and a couple other people. So the bottom line, Mark, is would you agree that it's whatever you're going to wind up believing is going to be the truth, right?
Well, you should look. You should be looking into what you want to believe. I mean, I always try to find many different sources, and if they lead me to stuff I don't like, then I will have to admit this. No, I mean, this is what research is about. You know, there are certain aspects of this, with, like I said, with the survivors, that this is pretty much the only way you can come back at this, as far as I know. And but what the survivors have said has, in almost every case now, has been found out to be lies. So I've investigated this quite thoroughly, and I've come up to this conclusion that, I mean, we're not talking about one anomaly or two anomalies or three anomalies here. We're talking about
hundreds.
And little ones, like literally hundreds and hundreds of little anomalies, and dozens of very big ones. So
what my dilemma is between this this guy that I know, and Dina knows him, and a couple others, is that they say, you guys have an agenda. You're lying. You're racist. You're disinformation. And I keep getting my pant leg.
Well, that's a lot of name calling, though, Greg.
Well, Greg, it's very simple. Greg, hold on. It's really simple. Debate me. Bring your facts to the table, and let's present them as we have done throughout history. And debate each other. Debate each other in open format. And let the chips fall where they may. And that's how we make ourselves progress as a species. Very simple.
Are you going to hang up on this guy, Deanna, if he agrees to come on the air, no matter if it's uncomfortable for you?
Well, yes, I would have somebody on the air.
Okay.
I think Mark sure.
I'll try to arrange it, and you bring Mark on, because I'm tired of being in the middle of this controversy, because I totally agree with both of you, but I keep being pulled back for personal feelings.
Talking about emotions here,
right.
And
well,
you have to separate emotion from fact and name-calling.
Yeah, I have nothing to gain by trying to put this truth out. There's only a huge downside. To do this. So this is one of my best friends, as I discussed the first time I was on about this. I spoke to her just the other night, and I brought this up to her. I said, why would I actually – I spent over a month deciding what I should do with this document, because I knew the downside that was going to happen. And I came to the conclusion I have to do this. And I said, you think I would put this out and knowing this and still put out something that's – my belief? Huh?
Exactly. Anyway. Gentlemen, we have run out of time. I thank you very much, Greg, for your phone call. Sorry we didn't get to Jeff. And Mark, thank you so much. And you will be back tomorrow to talk about another subject.
Yes, depopulation.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow. Listeners also. Bye-bye.